So how did you say that, Lily? Good afternoon? No. Okay. Yeah, it's 1 minute past noon, so I guess that we can say good afternoon. So good afternoon, dear community, dear Sangha. Today is April, no, May 20, oh, May 30th, 2015, and this is the last talk of this year series. Brother George has mentioned to me that this is the June, well, has reminded us that this is the June talk delivered in May. This is, well, we are 2 days in advance, but that's okay. Do we have 31 day or 30 day in May? 31 day? Okay, so tomorrow will be 31st. And yeah, and tomorrow 31st at noon will be June 1st in Vietnam. So that's good. Okay. So the count is still good. I lost count of the Sanghas who have been here today. Who are here today, but I guess that I can catch up a little bit later at the closeout. So thank you all friends for being here with us today. And today is a very good day for me. It's good to be home. It's good to be back in this wonderful place. And this morning we started here at 9 with beautiful breakfast. So if you happen to know our Dharma teacher here, Lily and Monique, and the MPC IPCAM friends, are very, I don't know which word to use, but it is always very plentiful. So we have many goodies, coffees, and all of that to start the day in a very warm and homey way. It was followed by our monthly recitation of the 14 mindfulness trainings, and that's what we have been doing, and that's how it has also delayed and affected the start of this of today's connection. So today's theme is about Sangha, and it is such a big topic, so many things that I could be sharing. So many things I have been thinking about, and so many things that just pop up today during the Dhamma discussion that we had after following the 14 mindfulness trainings recitation ceremony. And well, I apologize for not being well, for being myself again, but when a thing just pop up like that, I'm lost at how to start in today's talk again. So I will ask for your generosity and open mind to just sit, open your heart, and be there for me. In the time of the Buddha, when the Buddha was traveling on his foot with his friends, he would meet with people who are in difficulty or who are suffering or who are, and the Buddha is very skillful in addressing the people that he meets. He would be very quick at knowing what that person needs, and not only person but also dogs and elephants, and the Buddha could always look at them, see them, see their past lives, see their future becoming, and know exactly what to say and what to do at that exact moment. And transformation, complete transformation, could occur during that short encounter of a few minutes. And most of them, some of them, would be so touched and would be so transformed that they will want to join the community of the Buddha right away. And so they would ask to be ordained as monks into the community of the Buddha. And the ceremony was very simple. The Buddha would have that new candidate kneel in front of him. He would cut some of his hair off and say, I accept you in my community. And that ceremony would be, the Buddha would offer, it's not even a ceremony. The Buddha would say, okay, you take refuge in the Buddha, you take refuge in the Dharma, you take refuge in the Sangha, and there you are. You become a monk, and you spend the rest of your life with the community of the Buddha. You know that I've been also in Asia for a few months, and in Vietnam and in most, I don't know if it is all of the Asian countries, but when we talk about the Sangha in those places, they would understand that it is the community, the monastic community. And that is how also I think that my my family also understand that the Sangha is the monastic community. In this tradition with Thai, when we talk about Sangha, we may not even include the monastic, because our local Sangha do not have monastic. And so when we talk about Sangha, when my friend in Montreal talk about Sangha, they are thinking about the Montreal Practice Center, the MPC IPCAM Sangha. And when they go out, they meet the Sangha de l'Est, and this next month, there will be what they call an inter-Sangha. So it will be a Quebec, a French-speaking inter-Sangha. So a multiple of Sangha meeting together. And so our Sangha, in that way, are friends who are together, friends who get together in order to practice. In order to practice, what are we practicing? Well, this could be, I think that we can open this up for Dharma discussion after this talk. What are we practicing? And I think that I've been asking that question often. It's a question that I am also asking myself very often. Please do consider to discuss about that in your Dharma discussion, or have that question with you. So when we are talking about practicing, in the practice that we are doing, we are sometimes chanting. And it is so wonderful today to be able to chant again in French. It has been so long. It has been 6 months since the last time I have had the chance to... No, not true. I have had the chance to chant it and to listen and to hear it chant at the retreat in the spring. So that was about 2 months ago. And the French version, the French chants are so wonderful. And I don't know how I can share it to our American friends someday, but it is very unique and very wonderful. And I can also tell you that traveling to other French sangha in Europe, this sangha does it, the Montreal sangha does it, I was to say the best, but and this is without any superiority complex or inferiority complex or equality complex, but we do it very well. Well, that is until we will try to chant the new version of the Prajnaparamita. So when we are chanting, we are also chanting, I take refuge in the Sangha, the community that lives in harmony and awareness. Some of my American friends have changed that prayer or that whatever, and they to be more realistic and to be more concrete, to be more real, more true. Yeah, true is the word. So the Sangha, the community that tries to, or that strive to live in harmony and awareness. La communauté qui s'efforce à, qui pratique à vivre en harmonie et dans la pleine conscience. Comment?
Hein?
Essay. Trying to. Well, strive is better because it takes an effort and sometimes it takes a big effort. Now my friends are laughing at me because, my name is True, so I have to say the truth. But friends who join us, usually look at us and see the beautiful community of friends that we are assembled together around a very nice table with viennoiserie, croissant, French pastries, and nice coffee, and fruits that are of many colors, homemade jam, okay. And so they look at it and they are so wow, and they say, I also want to be there. And we say, of course, come. But the coffee only lasts 1 hour. And then they have to sit in meditation and they have to suffer a lot to understand what is going on, and etc. And that is... Okay, I don't know what I want to get to. But we know, many of us out there, well, we know that it cannot be like that all the time. It cannot always be like that. And difficulties do happen in Sangha. And suffering happen in Sangha. And we are disillusioned and we leave the Sangha. Well, that is not our case because we are all still here together. So thank you for sticking in. The Sangha, the community that strives to live in harmony. In today's Dhamma discussion, our brother Gilles has mentioned about the six harmonies. The six harmonies is a teaching of the Buddha on how to live together in order to have a harmonious Sangha. And That teaching was delivered after a very sad incident in the Sangha of the Buddha. But if you have read, and if you have not, and read Old Path White Cloud, it is a wonderful book, and I will get back to it again this summer. And the reason why I need to get back to it is because I have left it aside for too long, and my memory is getting dull. And so now I wish that I could have that story to tell you in the way that Thay has been describing it or writing it in All Path White Cloud. Thay is such a wonderful storyteller, and the way that he tells story is so wonderful, so lively, so captivating. And so I'm sorry not being able to remember how Thais have narrated, has told that story. But there were dissension in the community of the Buddha, and the Sangha split in two. And the Buddha was very sad to see that his Sangha was splitting, and he tries to bring the two sides together. But when he appeared and wanted to bring peace to the two party, he was shown the way out. This is not the concern, sir, go out. And so the Buddha was kicked out of his Sangha. And the Buddha left weeping. No. Well, he was not weeping, but I'm sure that he must be very sad. Can you imagine being the best teacher of your time, the best read, listened? It was not written yet, but I don't know how the Buddha felt. Being a Buddha, you are supposed to be equanimous. So how do you feel? How would you, when your Sangha is splitting and you are there powerless, you cannot do anything. And your children are going, don't bother with this. This is not your business. Go get out. So the Buddha left and went alone in the forest. And he met some animals in the forest, in the jungle, and they assembled in front of him, and he was giving Dhamma talks to monkeys and elephants and whoever would want to come. And he was so happy because they do not talk. But after a while, I think that the Buddha also needed to meet with talking beings. And somehow he met with us. How many were they? Combien ils étaient dans cette, les moines dans la forêt? And somehow he met a community, a very small community of monks who were living by themselves together. And they were so happy to see the Buddha, and they invited the Buddha to join their community, the Sangha. And the Buddha, yeah, I don't know, maybe it was the croissant on the table, or it was the coffee or something. But the Buddha said, okay, yeah, this looks like fun, so I will join you. And so he stayed with those monks for a while. Mm-hmm. And he became a member of that community. And he was very happy, and he looked at the way that those monks were living together. And he enumerated the six harmonies. of the qualities that made them be well together. Now I do not remember what those six harmonies are, so I will need to ask Lily to help me. But you can also Google the six harmonies. It is a wonderful teaching from the experience of the Buddha, from his personal life, from his personal observation. And I will invite us to do that homework in our Sangha, to look up the six harmonies and to see how it is that we are living them, and to see how it is that we may need to adjust them in order to apply it to our own local Sangha. The example that my brother Gilles gave this morning during the Dharma discussion is about the community of vision. So when we are living in a community, we need to have the same vision. And the same vision, when we were reciting the 14 mindfulness trainings, we have recited the first and the second and the third, which is also about open-minded, about listening, and about understanding. And so that is one of the six harmonies. And we can see that the six harmonies are a very concrete expression of how it is that we is another expression or another way of expressing the Eightfold Path is one of the way for us to practice mindfulness in order to achieve harmony in ourself, in our family, in our communities. I say in ourself because we also chant taking refuge in the Sangha in myself. And that is why it is so okay, let me get back to the six harmonies and my suggestions for our homework. So I community of vision. This morning we were also discussing and not sharing about diversity in Sangha. Diversity in terms of the word that was used was niveau, level of practice. And brown jacket. So community of vision, or community of dress. Do we wear the same color? Do we wear the same? Is the learning? Is a practice? Is an individual practice? And is a community practice? And this morning I was so happy to say that newer friends were very open and quite shy. Opposite of shy is free. Ils sont pas gênés. C'est quoi le? No, no. Okay. So friends were very free to express themselves and to ask questions and to bring out their questions. And the community of vision start with our trust in the Sangha. Trust that whatever is inside of us, we can express it out, and we know that friends will be there listening and trying their best to understand what it is that we want to share. In the practice that I have seen this morning during that Dharma discussion is, first of all, that environment. And in my retreat in America, my friend called that the container. And the Sangha is the container. The Sangha is a boat. The Sangha can hold us and can hold all of us together. And if we have trust in that container, if we have trust in the Sangha, we can be there and we can, and we have no fear, we have no discriminative mind, or we any obstacle to our opening our heart and give ourselves to the Sangha. And that is, for me, taking refuge in the Sangha, is to join the Sangha, is to jump in, is to, and this morning, Mano, another friend in our Dharma discussion this morning, say, I just throw myself in, and I know that there will be somebody holding me and embracing me. And that is, for me, indication or manifestation of a true Sangha. A true Sangha is composed of members who have entire trust in their community, knowing that the community is there to receive and to hold and to embrace them. And when they come in, they can open themselves and show all their questions, weaknesses, and all of that. And the Sangha will be there to help them to understand. Because we know that from each and every person in the Sangha coming to us with their questions and their are only expression of our own questions that we have inside of us. And we look at it together and we try to come to a community of vision. And in my last tour, I was suggesting to our friends to organize Dharma discussion often. And I use the word Dharma discussion now because that's what we have been doing, or that's what we have called it this morning. But Dharma discussion can also be c'est quoi le mot shining light? Éclairage, mais c'est quoi? Beginning anew. Dharma discussion can also be practiced as beginning anew practices, and can also be practiced as shining the light. And I think that I saw that also in this morning ceremony. The Dharma discussion was also a shining light and was also about beginning anew. So this is wonderful practice. Again, from one of the popcorn. Is it a popcorn or is it a feu d'artifice? Firework. But I was very touched when a friend read the 10th of the 14 mindfulness training. And it was so, I was very touched being reminded again that as a practitioner, we are a cell of the Buddha to become. And that was Thay's teaching some years ago. And just popped up again so strongly this morning. It is believed that the Buddha only appeared once, like the udum flowers. C'est quoi le nom de la fleur? Udumbara. Udumbara flower only bloom once every 3,000 years. And the last Buddha Shakyamuni was here 2,600 to 2,700 years ago. And so the next one should be coming in 200 or 300 years from now. Pardon? No, not 300 ans. And Tai has told us one in one of his talk, do not wait for the Buddha in any person, because the Buddha of the future cannot be a single person. It was easy back then, 3,000 years ago, for the Buddha just need to walk and all, and it was so simple. But the world is getting so much more complicated that the one Buddha is not enough, and nobody can be a Buddha. And the next Buddha will be a Sangha. And that image is so beautiful. And it is beautiful. It is, but it does bear a lot of responsibility for each of us. If the Sangha is to be the Buddha of the future, if we are to be a member of the Sangha or a cell of that Buddha to become, we are doing the work of putting that Buddha of the future into life. On est en train de fabriquer, on est en train de concevoir ce Buddha du futur. And how is it that we are making it up? How is it that we are fabricating it? How is it that we are conceiving it? We cannot do it but from our own person. Just like we have been made from our parents, we are making up that Buddha, and we are investing and we are giving our whole body into that making. And the responsibility that we bear, that we have in doing that, is so frightening. Frightening may not be the good word. Exciting. I look at Lily and I can so I have mentioned to you that this series of Dharma talk is not is the work, is our collective work. And I have mentioned to you that the three Dharma teachers who have been making it up, making this program is Lily. And I'm so happy that you have seen her this morning with me. You have also seen Tony in some videotape, pre-recorded talks. And you have seen also my sister Terry on two occasions at the beginning of the year. You will not have the chance to hear Lily or to listen to Lily talk, and that is so unfortunate because, well, you can always, if you come to Montreal tomorrow, Lily will be teaching in French, and I will be very happy to do your to be your personal translator if you come to listen to. But Lily, tell me, don't get me to do that because I will never do it. I mean, talking to you over the camera here. Because it is in English, and Lily say that she can only express herself at 40%. So I look at her and I so understand how she feels, because that's exactly how I'm feeling right now. And right now I'm not even at 20% of what I can, or what I would like to share with you. So Lily, if my 20% is, yeah, you can go with your 40%. No. So to be a self of the Buddha of the future, to be part of this Sangha, to be part of our small Sangha everywhere. How do we practice in order to be worthy? How do we practice in order to be doing the job that has been given to us and to do it well? I think that it all starts with self. And talking about Sangha, there's also a very old classic song that we have been taught in Plum Village. And in that song, it is about the Sangha being our five skandhas. Do you remember that song? It's a breathing song. The Buddha is my mindfulness. My breath is the Dharma. And my Sangha is my five skandhas working in harmony. I will, again, my memory is fading. But that is such a beautiful song. The three refuges. First one, the Buddha. The Buddha is not that thing out there. The Buddha is here. And the Buddha is my mindfulness. The Dharma is my in-breath and my out-breath. And the Sangha are my five skandhas working together in harmony. So the Sangha being the five skandhas working in harmony is our practice. When we were studying this year about the Four Noble Truths, about the Four Establishment of Mindfulness, and about the 50 verses on the manifestation of the mind, with those three teachings, with those three learnings, and the image of the five skandhas working in harmony, when we are in suffering, when we are practicing the Four Noble Truths, and we look into ourselves and we look at our suffering, we will see one of the ways that we can see our suffering is that there's something not working in harmony in our five skandhas. Next one. So suffering is the five skandhas not working in harmony. And the practice is to bring harmony back to the five skandhas. And how do we do that? By practicing the four establishment of mindfulness, breathing in, breathing out. Why is it that I wanted to bring that image to you? It's because I was cheating, and I have asked my brother Tony to send me his notes, because he was to be the backup for this talk. And I liked the image of looking inside. I liked the image that brother has wanted to share with you, to look inside of us. So when we look at the Sangha and we see people outside around us, and we see difficulties, it is so easy to even to show your teacher the way out. And that's not what Thay has been teaching us. Thay has been teaching us that the way out of anything, of any situation, of any suffering, the way out is in. And we need to look back inside. So there's a Sangha outside around us. There's that Sangha of friends who are so happy to gather around the coffee, drinking together and practicing together. But that Sangha around is also a reflection of the Sangha inside. And when there is something that doesn't seem to go too well, we can do what the students of the Buddha did at the time. We can show the way out, or we can get in. And this practice is about coming back. This practice is about coming home. This practice is about looking at ourselves. And when we look at ourselves and we see the Buddha inside, and we see the Dharma that we are always carrying with us, and that we see that we also contain the five skandhas, it will be the work that we are doing in order to conceive the Buddha of the future. I have 5 minutes left to the talk, and I'm now trying to find a very bright idea to conclude this talk and to conclude this series of this year's series. What comes to me now is to wish us all a very happy summer, wherever we are, to give ourselves a lot of time and space, and to be as lazy as we can afford to be. And we will see again in September, somewhere, somehow. And with this, I will bow out and thank you again for being here. Thank you for your practice. Thank you. Thank you.